This conference will.
We're going to introduce a special dear friend of mine who I've worked with over the years, who I've fallen in love with as a person over the years. She's just a top quality person in Manitech, one of my favorite people in all of Manitech, one of my favorite presidentials, and she's done so much for the benefit of this company. She has an incredible disposition in her life of just loving on other people and coming across with just the greatness of who she is that just is powerful in her peace and her understanding and her love for people and her, you know, aversion towards dissension, her ability to resolve conflict within people and such an incredible approaches. She's just an incredible soul. And I bring to you today a person who is Platinum Presidential, Marion Culhane, and she's going to talk about this new book and some of the things that are going on in Manitech surrounding this new book, Do You Quantum Think? So, Marion, with all of that, I love to have you on board, and thanks for being on our call this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mary Jo, and thank you for being the incredible leader you are. I mean, you have supported all of us in this company, and I especially appreciate you. I mean, your call every Monday and your wonderful notes that you share connected to your calls, because I don't have a chance usually to get on your call, but I can read through and I learn so much, so thank you. I mean, and working together, it's like, that's what makes this company really great.
Right.
So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about today, because we have an opportunity to really, a whole lot of us, work together, and I believe to take Manitech back into momentum, get up our leadership levels, get up our volumes, get more of these children fed, and really step into the destiny that I know most of us believe we are a part of here. So I want to begin that back, I guess, in 1975, actually, for me, I took my first personal development course, and that's what I want to talk with you about, is this book, Do You Quantum Think?, and a course that is being offered to Manitech Associates, especially for us, and if you have any friends who want to participate, they're invited too, but it's a way for us, as I believe, and I think, to get our businesses really up and going again. And that's what I'm deeply in favor of, mainly because I'm so touched by Give for Real. And I know we need to reach out to these children very quickly, because, you know, when you do the math and it's a child dying every 6 seconds, and if you multiply that out in a day, that's 16,000 children a day are dying from malnutrition. That 5 million a year of children under the age five and under. I mean, we don't have time to mess around with this, and I do believe this is what this company really is about. When Linda Hurd, it's a company of provision, when the company started, I feel like we are stepping into this is what we came for, and I believe this program and this material is going to help us get there so much faster. So in 1975, I did a personal development training, and it changed my life. I mean, for the next literally 8 to 10 years, I would say not a day went by that I didn't reflect back on something I had learned in that training, and it was so amazing to me. And what I started getting in touch with was, it really is who we are, you know, our beingness, and being able to step into fully who we are and what our gifts are. I believe that's what we all came to do. And that there are so many ways now and possibilities for us to, you know, get rid of these overlays that have been added into our lives as we were children. We picked up these beliefs that weren't so supportive, and we picked up life experiences that weren't so supportive, and that in this time of rapid change, we need to be moving into who we really are and fully giving our gifts. I feel like our families need it, our communities, and the whole world needs it. So, and I think at this time, when the need is so great, wonderful things start showing up to support us in becoming all we can possibly be. So in my life, first I heard about Give for Real, and it touched me so deeply. I mean, I just can think about it, and I just, you know, tears come to my eyes, and it's like, yes, this is, I know that for me, I'm just so meant to be a part of helping end malnutrition around the world. And then I got an email from a friend, Josephine Gross, who is the publisher of Networking Times, and they run Networking University. And it was an email, and she said, for special select friends. And she was talking about the next day, there was a course being offered. It was a three-week course. It was $2,500, and she just couldn't recommend it highly enough. Well, I could not the next day start a three-week course for $2,500, but it intrigued me. So I called Josephine and said, why are you recommending this so highly? And she proceeded to tell me how she had worked with Diane and Alan Collins and this quantum think material. And she gave me very specific examples of how it turned their business around and what she was experiencing in her life as a consequence. So she told me how to get in touch with them, and I went to their website, which is quantumthink.com, and I started an email conversation back and forth with them. Fairly soon, you know, I could just tap into, wow, they are onto something very important here. And it's different from, I've done so many personal development courses and read so many books and listened to the CDs and all that. And, you know, I just, again, I can't emphasize how important I think it is for all of us, because I was teaching this sort of thing when we got into Manatech, and what I could see was our business grew very quickly, and it grew very quickly because I wasn't moving through most of the stuff that people have to move through, which are questions like, can I be successful? Do I deserve to be successful? Do I deserve to earn money? Do these products work? Are the products too expensive? I mean, all the stuff that comes up for most people when they begin and they start talking to people and all these things come back to them, I knew how to release that stuff very rapidly. And so it was like, it was a green light all the way. So anyway, when I learned about this quantum think information, eventually they sent me three of the chapters of the book that was about to come out, and I read those three chapters, and I was just like, this is different. This truly is quantum information for our time, and it's based on what the scientists, you know, have been discovering over these last many decades, and it's just applying many of those principles to different ways of thinking and approaching life, which allows our lives to be more effortless and more easy and graceful and create the results we want. It's very practical information. And I appreciate, Mary Jo, that you started by talking about, you know, is there a conflict between, say, the law of attraction and Christianity? Because for me, you know, when I read the Bible, and Jesus says that such things as all that I do, you shall do, even greater works than I do, you shall do. You know, it's like, I believe we are meant to do God's work here on earth. And this course is about a lot more than the law of attraction. So I got the book, started reading the book, was just amazed by what I was reading, and soon wanted to introduce it to people on our team. So we did that. It's probably been about 6 weeks ago now, and others got the book, and then Diane, the author, it took her over 7 years to write this book. She actually had the question when she was 6 years old. You know, we have the capacity as a nation to be wiping out civilizations with our military. And yet Christmas comes along and millions of people are sending out Christmas cards saying, peace on earth, goodwill toward man. And she couldn't put that together in her head. Why do people, you know, want good things But yet, really bad things are going on in the world. So imagine being 6 years old and starting to think thoughts like that, which led her to doing just lots of reading, reading a lot of information, talking to, very knowledgeable people. And that's where this book came from. And she's a wonderful writer, so it's very clear. It's very user-friendly. And especially if you're interested in new ways of thinking. So it's not about changing our faith or changing our beliefs. It's about what is being learned in science, actually, and it's a coming together now for me of science and really spirituality. It's like the wisdom teachings through all times have a lot of very similar components to them, and the scientists are now stepping in and kind of proving why so many of these teachings are valid. And I think that's what this material has done for me, is like I've worked with intent and intention. I've known it's worked, but somehow when it's tied in with even, it's like our products, when we know there's science and there's research behind them, it kind of gives us more confidence about there's something really to this. I mean, people are really researching this and they're proving these things. So I think that's one of the things that's happened for me, is now I get why our intent actually works. And thank you, Lydia, for sending out some attachments. And one of the attachments that she sent out was, first of all, an overview about this program that we're going to be offering within Manatech. It's not a Manatech program. It's really coming from my having worked with our team and having worked with Alan and Diane Collins and getting the value of what this creates for people in their lives, is saying, let's do a course. And so the course is actually going to happen June 1st to 15th for those who have interest, and it will be a very different kind of course than we've ever participated in before, in that there will be 5 coaching calls during that period, and you got the schedule for when the calls will happen and what we will be talking about, and there are different distinctions or principles. So we will, together as a group, and we're planning to have hundreds of people participating with this, we will be working with the same principles or distinctions. We'll be listening to an audio done by them, which overviews these principles for the day. And then with each day, there's a recreation or a interactive experiential process that we'll be doing that brings this principle or distinction to life. So it's, and the reason it's done in this condensed form is so we can literally start integrating the material into our lives immediately. And on April 6th, Diane did a webinar through Networking University, and many of us participated, and as a consequence of that, we ordered, they have a 6-CD series that goes over these same 10 distinctions that will be a part of the course. When we take the course, these CDs or the material from the CDs will be on the website. It's a part of the overall program, so you don't have to buy the CDs separately. However, you can if you want to. So, for example, I've been working with the CDs, and they've done they're doing 2 coaching calls for people who listen to the webinar. One was last Monday, and there's another one this afternoon today at 4 p.m. Central Time. If you have interest in this, you are welcome to just listen to this call, and you'll get a sense of what this coaching is like, what this information is like, so it would give you a little taste. So I'm going to give you the phone number if you have interest. It's 954-903-9384. And the PIN is 909-587-pound. I'm going to repeat that again. 954-903-9384. and the code is 909-587-POUND. Lydia also has this information if anybody really needs to have this sent to you. And what you also got as an attachment was a sheet that said the four aspects of knowing, and it says it's a distinction. So this is one of these principles, and on this coaching call that they're going to be doing today for those of us who've been reading the book or listening to these CDs, is we're going to talk about these four different ways of knowing. So what I'd like to do, because I see what Mary Jo is talking about today when I get through with this, is she's going to talk about understanding Gen Y. And thank you again for your outline so I can see what you're going to be sharing about Gen Y and why it's such a remarkable group of people we want to reach out to. So I'm going to look at the four aspects of knowing that are a part of this course, and I'm going to apply it to understanding Gen Y, which Mary Jo is going to talk about next. Now, one of the reasons I'm going to do that is because one of the first, in fact, it is the first distinction that they will be talking about in this course that goes from June 1st to June 15th will be holistic and holographic. And what that means is that everything in our lives, if you take just a little cross-section of your life, it's like when Mary Jo said, if you're procrastinating about earning the incentive, you're procrastinating about other things in your life as well. So if you can get a handle, if you can end procrastination in one area of your life, the chances are very good you're going to end it in other areas of your life. So I want to talk about these four aspects of knowing in relation to the Gen Yers, because it's like when you have one principle, you can apply it across the board to everything. So if you can look at, or if you printed out these four aspects of knowing, I'm just going to briefly go over this, just give you a little mini experience of what this would be about. So the first aspect of knowing is unawareness. So when we're thinking of Gen Yers, many of them are unaware Manatech even exists. They don't even know they have a possibility within network marketing as a way to generate income. So the first thing we need to do is make people aware of the possibility. Okay, so when people become aware, and you can also think back about when you began with Manatech, how was that brought into your awareness? Okay, so first you become aware of something that's going on. And then the first way we usually take in information is it becomes conceptual. It goes into our brain, and we start learning something about it. And when we're working with these Gen Yers, you know, it's like the easiest way for people to accept new information is if you don't push them, you know. It's an invitation. You just introduce something that might be of interest to them, and you want to discover what is of interest to them in their life. That's why we put the attention on them, and we want to find out where are they in their lives, what are they needing, what are they wanting, and we know with Manatech, we have everything anybody could want. I mean, if they want more social relationships, they want a greater sense of community, they want to make a difference in the world, they'd like to have more energy, they have family members who have challenges, they want to learn a way to generate some income. I mean, it's like as soon as we find out whatever they're needing, we can start introducing this, and they will start getting it at a conceptual level. Now, the next level of knowing is intuitive. And so intuitive moves us into actually more dimensions. It goes beyond our brain. It goes into a deeper feeling sense and into more of a knowing sense. Now, I feel blessed that when Louis and I heard about Manatech, it was listening to an audio tape done by Don Partridge. It was called the National Health Federation Conference. My background is I'm a nurse. There was a little bit of science there that he talked about. He was talking about PLUS. And so I had a conceptual place to put it in, but I had actually spent the previous 2 weeks in silence. When you're in silence and the mind stops thinking, it's much easier for you to tap into a deeper sense of knowingness. So as I'm listening to the audio tape, I turn to Louis and I say, this company is up to something good. I'm going to get involved. Do you want to join me? And he says, what are you talking about? This is network marketing. You know, what are you thinking? And I said, I don't know. I don't know anything about this, but I get they're up to something good, and I want to do this. Do you want to do it with me? And his response is, well, sure. That's how we got into Manitech. That's how simple it can be if we can help people to tap into these deeper sense of knowing. So with someone like a Gen Yer, once they have a sense and we've given them some different possibilities about how, you know, and I think especially for a lot of these young people, who I look back on that stage of my life, I was very idealistic. I wanted to do good things for people. I cared about that. So if we help paint a picture, can they imagine themselves? Is that something that would be of interest to them, to see these malnourished children around the world being fed? How would that be for them? How would it be for them to start generating income that came month after month, and that they were helping other people, they were helping people feel better, and maybe as athletes having more endurance and stepping up to their next level of their workout and all the things that, you know, young people are going to care about. And also, you know, not, again, it's not, we're not efforting, we're not pushing, so we might even make a statement like, I don't know if this would be of interest to you. It's like open up more possibilities for them. And then for me, when I come to sharing about Give for Real, I want them to see that 2020 video of the children in Guatemala and the little girl who says, I'd like to learn, but I can't learn. Because we know if you don't give kids nutrition in the first couple years of their life, their brains won't develop. They won't be able to learn. So I want them to see that. And then I want them to see the updated Vamos Mexico and how here we are. We're going in, we're giving this real food technology to these children, and in a week, the caretaker is saying, this child has gained weight in a week. We've been trying for months to get this child to gain weight. And the children are happy and they have energy. And it's like, wow, you know, that will help this Gen Yer or anybody you're talking to move into their own deeper sense of knowing about it. And then the fourth aspect is participatory. So when you're at a place of participatory knowing, it's like you're totally at a sense of oneness with whatever that thing is. And somehow, when I listened to that audio tape, I came to a place of participatory knowing. It was like deep in my bones, I had this sense of, wow, this company's up to something good. I think what really happened was, at a deep soul level, I tapped into this company actually being birthed in prayer by Linda and Sam, her sister, brother-in-law, and her mother, and that my, you know, most essential self, my soul, actually tapped into that. I got that at the deepest level of my being, and that's why I didn't have any question about it. That's the way I am with this quantum think material. That's the way I am with Manitech. That's the way I am with Give for Real. I can't not be a part of it. It's like, it's something I came here to do. It's something I came here to share, and it allows me to be all that I can be and give what I came to give. And so when you're in that place, you're actually unstoppable. So that's what you want to do with incentive as well, is the more you can step into, that's why having a picture of it and envisioning yourself being on the ship, for me, going by the Statue of Liberty is like, oh my gosh, when I feel that in my heart and what that represents. I mean, it's so enormous what that Statue of Liberty represents. And then see myself in Bermuda with our team and on the beach and the beautiful pastel buildings and the turquoise warm water. And it's like, oh, yes. Well, when we do this course from June 1st to 15th, the focus is actually going to be on supporting more of us to earn this incentive by using these distinctions or principles, applying them in our lives, and folks, it's going to happen. You are going to start quantum thinking in a ways you haven't even imagined, and it's so exciting, and it's so fun, and because now I've been working with the material, it's happening in my life, and so what I'm noticing is just many more synchronicities and greater ease, greater joy, greater enthusiasm, and people coming to me. It's so effortless. So, for example, today, and I'll give you one more little example, then I want to turn this back to Mary Jo, is that, okay, so soon after I started working with these materials, and I'm very interested in working with nonprofits and Give for Real, because in our area, there's so many valuable nonprofits, and they're all so hurting for money. And I just know if I can help them get money, which will in turn feed the children, you know, that's a win-win-win for everybody concerned. So I've been going to a lot of nonprofit things to meet these people and kind of see which ones do I want to work with. So I went to one with Greg Mortensen's foundation. He wrote the book, Three Cups of Tea. It's about starting schools for girls especially, but children in general, in Pakistan and Afghanistan. So I went to a local meeting with the woman who had been the chairman of that foundation, that board. And before it begins, I'm also there because I want to meet new people and I want to see how this is going to fit in with Give for Real. There's a young woman sitting at a table. I go and I sit next to her and we just start talking. In about 8 minutes, she is saying to me, can I get you to write an article every other week for our newspaper? And it's a newspaper that's in our area. And, you know, probably, I don't know, there are thousands of people who read this paper. She doesn't know if I can write. She doesn't know, really. I mean, I think I'm talking to her about Give for Real, probably, and why I was coming to this, you know, hear this talk. So she says, will you write an article? I said, well, sure. So the first article I write, which she asked me to write it about vitamin C, which is not what I would be writing about by choice, but hey, if that's what she wants me to write, I can tie that into real food technology. I can make it bigger than vitamin C. So I do. And the next thing I know is I'm having a medical doctor contact me and say, I'm really interested in real food rather than chemicals. Can we talk? And this guy is just hounding me to get together with him in one day. I mean, it was just incredible. Then the other thing is a woman who's going to come to my house in an hour and a half. And she is somebody, she writes for our other major newspaper in our area. She read this article, and she says, I want, you know, not only for you to write something, but I'm going to be teaching a class, and I'm hoping you'll present to our class. So I know that came out of this whole quantum thing is, you know, it's like, I'm in a different state of being, and when I'm in a different state, it's like all these things, just doors open, things start unfolding. It feels magical. It feels effortless, and it's a blessing. So that's what I want for all of us, because I want you to get your volume up, your leadership levels up, earn the incentive, and get Manatech back into momentum, and I believe that's what this can do. So if you have interest, get on that call today. The information about registering for the course will probably be announced on this call today, and I'll make sure that Mary Jo and Lydia have it. So, and you're welcome to contact me if you, you know, have some questions. My name is Marion, MarionCulhane. Mary Jo at gmail.com. But thank you, Mary Jo, and I just feel like this is just a remarkable way to bring us all together. Natalie Clark is excited to be taking the course. Albala is just totally excited about this. Al has read literally thousands of books, and when he read this book, I could tell you another wonderful synchronicity that happened when he sent me an email showing him holding this book and saying, look what I'm reading when I'm on vacation. 2 days later, he's having dinner with Diane and Alan Collins in Miami. I mean, it's like, it's a blessing. It's beautiful, and I hope you'll choose to participate. Okay, thanks, Mary Jo, for letting me on.
Thank you, Marianne. As always, you bless us every time you speak, so I really am excited. I'm excited about taking the course myself, and I'm excited about, you know, really reaching that new level, because I'm really about growth, and that's what life is about. Are you green and growing or ripe and rotting? And I think that anything that helps us open up our eyes to see, you know, what's out there, see how we can achieve a greater beingness so that we can be more effective. And that's what we're here to do. I mean, it's really a striving to be as effective as we possibly can be. So I think this is just another step in that educational process. But I thank you so much for your insight and just giving us a little review of the contents of the book. And I'm excited about reading it. I did look through it this weekend, and I can tell you that's small writing, and I'm not sure I'm going to get through it as fast as I thought I would, but I will put my energy into it, and I'm going to start today because of what I saw when I cracked it open this weekend. So, thanks again, Karen.
Yeah, and I want to say to everybody, I felt the same way, Mary Jo, when I got the book, because I knew it was rich, it was deep, and there was a lot to it. So I just opened it up anywhere, and I just started reading, and when I did that, it was like, wow, that made me go back to the beginning. I underline it. I understand Al's book is just full of magic markers. Louis's book is magic markered up. You know, it's like, this is good stuff. So thanks so much. And
My other fear is how to share it on one call on a book review. I mean, I think that's going to be a real challenge too, right?
Well, that's why, you know, I actually then started having weekly conversations with Alan Collins, who's the author's husband, and he's a master coach, you know, quantum thing coach. So he was kind of coaching me about how to talk about this to people on our team, because it's like, how do you, you know, eat an elephant in one bite? I'm happy, Mary Jo, to do that, share that with you or something, if I can anyway, because it is a lot to that's why I take the course, you guys. If there's any possibility, you can take the course, because you will be experiencing it. It's worth experiencing. So thank you.
Great. Thanks, Marianne. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, people, great. So thanks to Marianne. She's always a blessing and been a blessing in my life since I've met her. So I think very highly of that lady. So, and we'll do more talking about it. But today's the idea to be on the call. And she mentioned the number and the information's available from us. But I also want everybody on the call to be aware that the information's available to you right now because it's on your outline. So I put the information about the call and the number and the conference ID number all on the outline. So you'll have that available for yourself so you don't have to go any further than just look at your outline. All right, the other thing I wanted to talk about today, which we have 15 minutes left, which I think I can run through pretty quickly, is really talks about the Gen Y. There was a great article out there in Network Marketing Times. In fact, the recent Network Marketing Time is dedicated exclusively to Gen Yer, so I think it's a great one to have if that's a group of people that you are interested in pursuing. And the article is written by Chris Brady, and his article is Gen Y Says Why Not. Why not? So let's talk about why, you know, this is kind of, the information in this article helped me in terms of my approach to the Gen Y populace. And as you can hear from Marianne, she talks about being gentle about that approach and not attacking or aggressive with these people. But, you know, it's like, I don't know if this would be an interest of you, but, you know, acknowledging, then you could start talking about different factual things. But one of the things that we need to do is we need to have the information. We need to have ideas of what to say in that conversation, again, without being offensive, without being intrusive, without being manipulative, but nonetheless being sensitive to where the Gen Y or that whole group, age group is. And for some of you, it might be easier than others because you have kids in that age group. For those of us in our 50s and 60s that we, you know, we're getting to have grandkids about 10 or 15, not even quite in the Gen Y era. It's a different story. So it's just understanding. Again, same old thing we talk about with every single time we have a marketing approach. We have to, number one, what do? Put ourselves in the shoes of the other person. And when you do that, if that's always the first step you make, you're going to open yourself up to have a better understanding of them, where they are, what they're looking for, what's most important to them, what are the priorities in their life, what motivates them, all those things. Then you are going to be 10 times successful in working with them as if you just came in and treated them as just another person that you wanted on these products. So let's jump in and just look at Gen Yers. Where are they? And, of course, when we look back at the old formula, what did we grow up with? For those of us in my era, which I'm in my mid to late 50s at this time, we're talking about, you know, my parents always raised us, go to school, get a good job with good benefits, and then, you know, da-da-da-da-da. You know, it was constant. In fact, my parents were so hyped into getting a college education that they were like, don't date. Go get a college education. So they had four children, and you know what? We all graduated from college, and none of us were married. How do you like that? And now my parents were really frustrated because they had no grandchildren. So that was kind of funny. And it ended up I was the baby of the family, and I was the first one to get married, but it took me until my second year in law school before I got married. But the incredible thing was that you know, as your parents drive you, that's what you become. I mean, they don't even realize the mass amount of influence they have over your life, which they really do. But the idea was they wanted us to go to school, go to college, get a great job, good benefits, and that, because they wanted to know what. There's nothing wrong with what they wanted as a result, because my parents wanted to know that we were taken care of. And that was their philosophy back then of how to be taken care of. Well, what is wrong with that formula today? What's wrong with it is 100 different things. The average person changes jobs, 13 times in their lifetime today? I remember 10 years ago I was teaching this and it was 7 times. Now it's like 13 times they change their jobs in a lifetime. The average person changes jobs 13 times. The whole concept of staying in the job at any given time, I mean, businesses are in and out of business every day. We've had the second greatest recession in the history of the United States of America. The last 3 years, we have seen companies that we said like you know, Arthur Anderson, Enron. I mean, even General Motors, except for the bailout by the government, it wouldn't even be in existence today. And you know, I mean, there's certain of these things that of course now General Motors is doing awesome. But I mean, but you know, that's in hindsight we can see that. But there's these things out there that we thought were just fixtures in our society, which are gone. They're gone. Just like telephone lines are going to be gone. You know, we talk about 35% of the people in our population today don't even have a home phone line anymore. And I'm going to tell you that in the next 5 years, that's going to go to 90% or greater. Do not have a home phone line anymore. So that's going to be a dinosaur of the past. Things are changing. Technology is changing things, and our recession, our economy is changing things. And reality is, and pensions are like, those are dinosaurs. No one has defined pension plans anymore. Those are things that are gone. They've gone because they can't afford them, and people are getting cut from them. They're making changes, and we're even looking at cutting out Medicaid, Social Security. I mean, this whole thing is topsy-turvy. So there's not a lot of security in that age-old formula, is there? Number one, there's no job security. Number one, when you're working for somebody else. Number two, you have no necessity that you're ever going to have health care when you retire, or you're going to have any kind of retirement fund. So there's all these things. 401ks became popular because that was your contribution, not the company's contribution. So it was your own savings. So again, gone. That vision of what our parents had, your grandparents had, is gone. And the kids today have lived through all this. They've seen their parents' dreams collapse. They've seen their entire estates disappear. They've seen their retirement collapse. They see their parents worrying every day. They see their parents looking at, I can't retire at 55 when I wanted to. I'm going to have to work till I'm 65 or 70 now. I mean, all these things are different, and they see the anxiety, and they see the amount of hours they're putting in. These children have experienced all this with their parents and potentially not even having a better lifestyle than their grandparents had. I mean, there's a difference that's coming out here. So what's the alternative? The alternative is, you want to control your future, you better get into business for yourself. You better become an entrepreneur. You better look at your own private ownership of a business to help be in greater control over what happens in your life so that you can prepare for the future instead of putting it in somebody else's hands. And they're looking at this as more viable alternatives today. Network marketing is a huge opportunity for them because of this. It's an unconventional entrepreneurial approach to wealth, self-determination, freedom, and security. And these are the kind of this is the kind of terminology you can use in approaching the Gen Yers. These guys have grown up with the digital, global, rapidly changing world that we just talked about, and of course, they're not looking for empty platitudes. And when we talk about that, we talk about empty promises and empty, you know, commitments that you find in corporate America today. They really are interested in a mechanism being pleasant. In other words, they don't want to work hard at something they don't love. And when you look at our statistics in our country today, that between 70 and 80% of people don't like their jobs, that is not what Gen Yers want in life. They don't want to fall into that category of not liking their job. They're interested in enjoying the mechanism as well as the results. So it's not just about the results, it's about the mechanism. They want to feel like they're a part of something, that it's something they can be proud of, they're passionate about. They don't want to just work at something that just is work. And I saw this in my niece when she graduated from college. She had some job opportunities, and she said, "But Mary Jo, I'm really kind of passionate about restaurant work because I worked in a restaurant all through college." Now, she had a psychology and Spanish degree. What did that have to do with restaurant? But you know what? I told her, I said, "So don't go into corporate America. Go in restaurant can be viewed as corporate." But I said, "Pursue your passion." I said, "Pursue what makes you happy, because let me tell you something. Money's never going to make you happy. There's other things. They're just not going to make you happy. So if you have a passion in your heart, that's where you want to pursue." So same with the Gen Yers. They're very passionate about social changes. They're very passionate about making a difference. Remember when Marion talked about, she remembered she was in that age group, and she said, "You know, I was very idealistic." Well, Gen Yers are very, very idealistic. We all were. I can remember being back in that age, too, at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We wanted to totally change the world. We were there when we built the Statue of Liberty on the frozen ice on Lake Mendoza. Sinking. You know, I mean, it was kind of a crazy time. But we were very idealistic, and that's, our Gen Yers are in that same category. They want to see changes. And of course, what do you have to give them about change? The Give for Real program. Oh, huge, huge, huge. It's amazing to me after I read this article and then wrote this up about our opportunities we have today with this generation are humongous. So they want to look at, so you have something to offer them. Educate, when we talk purely about education today, too, this is another great one. You look in the articles, and I've been reading a lot of papers because Lydia and I work out. I pick up my newspaper at 6 o'clock when she picks me up, and we go work out for an hour every morning. So I'm reading a lot of newspaper that I usually don't read, but I read it when I'm on the exercise machine. I read a paper, so it takes the pain, somehow relieves me of pain. Although sometimes the news is more painful than the exercise. But the incredible thing that I keep seeing is all these state budget cuts. I know it's happening in Texas in a huge way, and I'm sure it's across the country in every one of your states. But what's happening is they're cutting back, and they're watching the increased cost of secondary education. College education today is skyrocketing. And they looked at the statistics of how much it rose in the last 10 years, and it's off the charts. So we're looking at these kids that are graduating from college with these pieces of paper, and they have a ton of debt. And we know the bankruptcy laws don't release you with that debt anymore, so you can't just walk away from it. It's attached to you forever. And then they go out and try to find a job in this horrific job market, and they're like stuck. They're like in a vice. They're getting squeezed. And they got all this debt, but there's no opportunity for them. And it's like, well, maybe there's a better way. And Gen Yers, they suggest, are not into this whole concept about a pedigree, which means a college degree. They're more into, they want to learn, they want to continue to grow as people and learn and get a good education, but they don't necessarily want to spend those kind of dollars for that kind of education or go into that kind of debt. So what does network marketing have to offer? Well, it's very inexpensive. I mean, we have massive amounts of training. We have real-life training. We have, people skills training, self-development training, personal development training, all these things. And you learn about real-world economics, personal economics as well, which isn't taught anywhere, right? I mean, all of these things they learn in network marketing. So network marketing to them is an incredible wealth of information and knowledge that they can learn from being in that network marketing experience. And that's the kind of thing you need to be able to talk about and sell to these people, is the kind of education they will get in the network marketing arena. And Marianne, talking about this book, Quantum Thinking, it's just a whole other level of education for us all. I mean, to the extent we want to choose to involve ourselves, that's what we're talking about, is just continuing to grow as people and being the best we can be every day of our lives. The other things they're interested in, Gen Yers, are flexibility, fairness, and fun. So we must keep that kind of information in the flow as well. Today we have fewer and fewer opportunities. So in our marketplace, our economy, unless you want to be in the service industry and flip burgers or do some of those $8 or $9 an hour jobs, which really have not a great future for people, this gives you a great opportunity. It's got flexibility in terms of your working hours, everything else. It just presents people a great opportunity. The other things, the degrees, a lot of the areas of different degrees that are out there going to college are not even available anymore. We're seeing entire industries kind of dissolving in front of our eyes because of technology changes. So that's another fear that's out there. The other big draw to network marketing is the fact that it's a flattened playing field. You don't have to climb up the food chain. You're not going to be subject to a boss's whims and energies. It's flat playing field. In other words, any person. That 21-year-old can step on board and become a presidential just as fast, if not faster, than a 55-year-old or a 35-year-old or a 45. Age doesn't matter. Background doesn't matter. And I'll never forget when I first got involved with Manatech and I saw somebody cross the stage, and they didn't even have a college education. In fact, I think they didn't even have a high school education. And their languaging was so poor, and it was, of course, from a lawyering perspective, we hear that because we are taught language. But it was so amazing to me that I watched this cross stage, and I said to myself, if they can do this, what a phenomenal opportunity this business is. And it wasn't so much that if they can do it, I can do it. Why can't I do it? That comes across your mind as well. But for me, it was the value of this opportunity for everyone. That level playing field really turned me on, because my heart and passion has always been, how do I help other people achieve the best results they can in their life? And network marketing presents that opportunity. So, and we have that to offer to the Gen Yers as well as everyone they know. So it's that flattened playing field is huge, so make sure you're using that kind of languaging. And don't forget to mention the fun. And we have one of the greatest fun trips coming up. All these all-expenses-paid trips to Bermuda are always a blast. We also have the fun, the Manifest, ManaQuest, the regional meet, all the kind of things that the group meetings, the things we do together is just fun, and more fun. So we want to talk about having fun, because if these people don't have fun, they also don't want to be a part of it. They're young, they're full of fun, and they're fascinated with life, and it's just a blast to be a part of them, having them in your lives. So it's a great group that to approach. It's a great group with a lot of needs. You have a lot of things that fill every single one of those needs. But again, languaging to talk to them is important, and understanding all these different concepts that you can bring up when you talk to them, so you're meeting them where they are. What are their concerns? What is happening in their life today? What do they see as a visual of their future? And why not take control of that instead of putting it in somebody else's hands? And that's what corporate America is about, climbing that corporate ladder, and we know that corporate ladder can fall apart. Not only can the ladder fall off the building, the whole building can collapse, as we've seen. So are we willing to risk that, or do we want to do something different? And in all of this conversation today, that give for real to me is also phenomenally important, because remember, that's the social side. They want to make a difference. The Gen Yers want to make a difference. They want to do something different. They want to have something with a social consciousness to it. And in Manatech, they have that. And I feel totally, everything Marianne said about the give for real program, malnourished kids, I go ditto. I felt exactly the same way. In fact, when they announced the Give for Real program, I really, in my heart of hearts, I thought, Manatech has finally found its voice. Because this is really what Sam and Linda have been about from day one. And this is their voice. You know, we talk about finding your voice. Well, Manatech's found its voice. And this stomping out global malnutrition is absolutely essential to their beingness, to that beingness of who Manatech is. It's a reflection of who we are as a company. So now it's our chance to take this to the world, and no better than the group of Gen Yers who have a social consciousness and really are committed to making a difference. And one of the ways you can approach people, let me just highlight this and then we'll call it a day. One of the ways you can talk to Gen Yers about this social consciousness is ask them if they're familiar with Tom's Shoes. Because this group of people are much more familiar with Tom's Shoes than you and I. The first time I heard about Tom's Shoes is when Sam brought it up about his kids coming home with Tom's Shoes on. And I thought, what the heck are Tom's Shoes? I didn't know anything. I've been to their website now. I've read all their materials. It's amazing who this company is. It's amazing because these companies isn't about, it's very much like us. You know, we supply products to kids and we need to supply them every day of their lives, not just one time. It's not a one-time shipment. Well, the shoes turn out not to be a one-time shipment either. Those shoes, they figure the average, they wear out an average of 6 months. So every 6 months they're in there replenishing this same group of kids with new shoes. And they got to keep track. It's not like us sending Phytoburst that are all the same. They got to keep track of the sizes that each of these kids wear that they're supporting. And that means their feet grow. So they, you know, it might be one size the first 6 months, the next 6 months are different. I mean, they got a lot of, you know, coordination that has to go on with that. But Tom's Shoes is a concept that a lot of Gen Yers are familiar with. So I would start with that as an idea. How would you like to be part of a Tom's Shoes type organization? And if they're not familiar with Tom's Shoes, then you can enlighten them. That's the way you introduce them to social entrepreneurship. And then talk about what you're doing with Global Male Nutrition. In my heart, saving a child's life with proper nutrients is far more important than putting a pair of shoes on their feet. Because if they don't have 2 feet to walk on because they can't walk because they can't survive, shoes don't matter. So let's start with some of the basics. But again, we don't want to go in competition with Tom's. We're not going to try to take people away. We're just saying that's just my heart telling you why this concept I can be so overwhelmingly passionate about. Okay, people, love you all. You guys have a great week. Again, don't forget, last week of business period 5, and if you want to be on the call tonight, this afternoon, the call's at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and you have the information on that about quantum thinking. And that's about all I've got for you today. Anyone have last-minute comments before we close? Perfect, perfect. All right, you guys.
Hi, just a quick question. That Inc. magazine, does Sam Castor have an article in there? I can't find. Could you mention?
It's not a Sam Castor article at all. Sam is the one that recommended it to us at the Manna Relief event he did last week, and it's the May 2011 edition. It's Inc. INC period magazine, and the front cover says 6 ways to save the world. And then underneath it, a practical guide to social entrepreneurship. So I suggest you go to a bookstore and get it. That's where you could purchase it from, a bookstore. Okay?
Okay. I misunderstood about Sam. Thanks a lot. Have a good week.
Yeah, you betcha. Sorry for the misunderstanding. Sometimes I talk so fast. Some people. I can be confusing. Yeah. Okay.
Bless you, Mary.
All right. You bet. Love you. All right, everybody. Have a great week. Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.